Well, I asked Linda how, you know, obviously this mistake has taken place, and putting pressure on her to, you know, putting pressure on Linda to make it to the post office when it's a busy morning. She forgot to do it, but she's also running many bids. So what I reminded her is other universities, when I used to bid in the computer technology field, the bid opening was not the same day as the day as the last time to receive the bids. And so there is usually a period where at least 24 hours where you say it by 5 o'clock or by 3:30. So what I talked to Linda, because I used to bid for governments and all that back in my sales world, so what I asked her to do was take a look at if there's a designated time that you could know that you'd go to the post office. And she said, well, with the mailroom person that we've hired or going to be hiring, that schedule was posted, that all the mail will be picked up by 3:30. So she's changed the bid process, I believe, on all bids going out since then, that they will be, the last time to receive bids is that whatever date is. Say on today is the 5th. So today and the 5th by, say, 5 o'clock, which gives the time the mailroom to get it and get it to her desk, and then she doesn't open the bid for 2 days afterwards, so that we don't have a timeline where the bid opening, because she received bids up to 9:29 in the morning of the day we opened the bid at 9:30. By adding that space, then she can make sure that the post office run has been made, which is a lot of other entities put a buffer in there.
Okay, I'm not sure I follow you all the way, because if you've got a time that a bid is due, 9:30 in the morning,
right?
If you're going to use the post office, don't you need to check the post office at 9 o'clock and see if you got mail? Because you don't want to do it at noon because it may not have been there.
The mailroom person on the schedule is supposed to pick up mail at 3:30 is what Gary presented to us. And so what we're saying is between 3:30 and 5, there's an hour and a half for that mail to make it to Linda's desk. Okay. But it doesn't open that at 5 o'clock.
Why even mention the post office? I guess
it's just that's her rationale to delaying the bid opening to the bid closing, right, to the bid opening date. They're not back to back. For example, for this mistake not to have happened, Linda would have had to stay at the post office until 9:29 if that's part of her process. Run over here by 9:30 to open it. That seems a little irrational.
Require that it be there 5 p.m. the day before,
correct,
perhaps. But
that's correct.
Just because you mailed it and it was there, there's no guarantee. You need to check with the purchasing office to make sure it's there at 5 o'clock, because if it's not, that's not
that's
the opposite.
That's the point I'm trying to make, Bob. Yeah. Thank you.
It's your responsibility as a bidder to make sure it's there, and if it's not, right, you better come over with another one real quick.
Correct.
All right.
Ready? Change orders? You don't need me for this?
I wouldn't think so.
You never know, Bob.
Mr. Preston, what do you got for us on Shorty Cooper?
Good afternoon. What I have is a change order to Jernigan Construction to help us complete the parking lot that we've been able to create in a space next to the sheriff's jail and the Shorty Cooper new alignment. The change order is for two products, one being a 24-inch curb and gutter, approximately 300 lineal feet of that, and the other one being for 750 square yards of pavement, being 2 inches of black base and 2 inches of surface mix. The total cost for the change order, $10,900 for the paving and $3,039 for the 300 feet of lineal foot of curb and gutter. That also includes two driveways, an exit and an entrance point off of the secondary one-way access sheriff-only road. So the total of the change order is $13,939. And these numbers are based on the original unit price that we received when Shorty Cooper was initiated. So there's been no increase in price on unit price.
Okay. Questions?
Just a comment from where we're going to, if we choose to do this, where we pull the money out. I have not got with Rick Finley to see if there, I believe there's still money left in the judicial fund that we could pull money out of versus pulling out of road and bridge, because it is parking that's necessary for that end of the building.
Capital improvement.
So, but specifically judicial. So my hope is if there's money available to pull that money from that fund, and then if there's any left over, then it comes out of capital improvement line item that we may have. But my hope is that if we say yes, that's where the money would come from.
I agree.
Yeah.
And I think if we didn't talk about that on the original bid, that's our intent, that it doesn't come out of the regular road and bridge budget.
Do you have any idea how many parking spots this is going to create?
We've looked at several different scenarios. We're looking at angle parking, regardless of whether we...
Okay, go ahead.
We've looked at several different scenarios and walked them and talked about them. We're looking at 60-degree angle parking regardless versus perpendicular parking, regardless of which side we move to.
Right.
Based on the entrance, driveway entrance, it appears that parking, angled parking on the east side would create more parking spots and better maneuverability within the parking lot. We also believe that with that configuration and either configuration, east or west angled parking, we may be able to create 4 to 6 additional parallel curb parking on the back side of that. So we are looking at the low side, 12 to 14, at the high side, in the upper teens for parking there.
That's good. Rick, the question was, this parking lot that we're creating is because we are inadequate parking on one side of the judicial facility, and it's a $13,000 change order as it relates to Shorty Cooper, which is all part of the judicial facility. Is there money available within the judicial facility budget for this capital improvement?
We never really had a judicial facility budget. It was all capital improvements.
Okay.
We planned on spending $10 million of our own and 17.2 of the bonds.
Okay.
And I would have to go back to look. I don't think we spent all of that. I mean, there's money there. Capital improvement money's there.
I don't think that answers the question.
We were visiting budget the other day on something, and you did something a little different this year, putting all of it in. Is that right?
No. In general county revenue, I didn't do anything different, but in Road and Bridge, I did do something different because always before I budgeted anything that was not budgeted someplace else, I put in a contingency fund, and I did that and everything, except for I think you guys asked me not to do that in the Road and Bridge Fund.
But the general county revenue is there, so it's no big deal.
It's all there, yeah. All budgeted.
Very good.
Motion to accept a change order for
$13,939.
$939. Okay. Questions or comments? Got a motion to approve the $13,939 change order. All in favor say aye.
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 Motion carries.
Voted now, Rick. Too late now.
From what I'm hearing, I don't want to change anything. I just want to make sure, because I'd had a couple of different employees ask me about some things that were for this parking lot, where they should be coded to, and I told them probably you'd want to code those to capital improvements. The only other option would have been out of Road and Bridge, because it's something that is a road and bridge for the county, but I assume the capital improvements, and that's where it wants to come from.
Capital.
Correct.
Right. Yes.
Gotcha.
Sure.
Couple of other comments, so that there's no level of expectations or undue pressure on anyone. As we spoke this morning, there is about a 3-week window prior to it being paved due to contractor availability. There's some additional signage that will be needed in this, I call it the utility/landscape island that we're creating up top to differentiate between Shorty Cooper and the new parking facility. Also, it's my understanding that this will be a city street, Shorty Cooper, when it's completed?
Yes.
Is that correct? Mm-hmm. So signage-wise, should I get with somewhere we've lost the original Shorty Cooper signs. Should I get with Chris to see what type of design the Forsyth City design is? I'm anticipating that there will be some type of dedication ceremony for Mr. Shorty Cooper for once the road is done. I'd like to move forward in getting the signage.
Good idea.
For the road.
Just check with him and proper signage for. So you will know the responsibility on separating our signage from their signage.
Okay.
So just get with them.
And then also, it has been discussed that, so that you know, the very first hard winter storm that we have, the city has discussed closing this road down due to the grade of the road.
Their road.
Okay.
It's their road, but I've noticed unless there's a drastic change that it's going to be less than the old Shorty Cooper Street. The grade, and it never was closed.
Okay. If I could get one signature, I appreciate your time. Thank you.
All right. Ready to recess?
Oh, wait, did we vote?
Did we vote?
Yep.
Okay, I mean, we said...
Oh, yeah, Ray brought it.
Okay, I said aye. Okay. Yeah, I'm ready to recess.
Recess.